spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for first story from Kissimmee, Florida, where Orange County deputy sheriffs from the auto theft unit were following a guy named Jackson Rosado when he parked a suspected stolen car at Harbor Freight Tools. He went inside, bought a welder's mask, walked back to the car, put the mask on, and this was Monday. Using the mask, he started looking up at the solar eclipse, which is probably why he didn't see the deputies moving in and arresting him for stealing the car. Now he's facing charges for that theft. And by the way, welder's masks, not approved eclipse viewing devices. Thanks to contributor Dave Aronson for story two from Baihai, China, where a sinkhole opened up in the middle of a street under a crosswalk and left a hole several dozen feet wide. Unfortunately, a man on a scooter didn't notice that. Didn't see that the road had collapsed, because while he was on his scooter, he was too busy looking at his cell phone. And he fell right into the sinkhole. Whole thing was caught on surveillance cameras at a nearby business, ended up on both TV and YouTube, where it went viral. Authorities don't know what caused the sinkhole to open up, but the good news is that the scooter guy is safe. After falling into the hole, the surveillance video shows him climbing back to the surface under his own power, apparently unharmed. Probably looking around going, where'd the road go? Story three from contributor Terry Weatherford. This story from South Roxana, Illinois, where Keith Brenner had two jackets in his hand and blood on his face. And that's when he flagged down a passing police officer. Explained that he'd been in a fight earlier, needed some help. The officer noticed that Brenner smelled of booze and had red glassy eyes and slurred speech and was very unstable on his feet and swaying back and forth. So the officer brought him to the station house. They searched Keith, found a switchblade knife in his pocket and some cocaine as well. He was arrested for a couple of minor felonies. Reminder, when you're carrying drugs, don't flag down a cop. And our final story today comes from Little Rock, Arkansas. Diana Cooper was driving along Interstate 30. She was surprised when a Hummer passed her. Not just because the Hummer passed her, but because the Hummer had a casket fastened to the roof. It was also being chased by several police cars. It turned out that a highway patrol officer had pulled the Hummer over earlier to ask if the driver needed help with the casket. But the driver of the Hummer just sped away, and the cop followed, and others joined in. And when they finally stopped the Hummer, the driver, Kevin Chalusky, was arrested on charges of reckless driving and fleeing a vehicle and fictitious tags. He was later jailed. Police aren't sure why he had the casket on his roof, but they did confirm it was empty. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. You want to contribute one? Email it to paul@harrisonline.com.